హరి కృష్ణ. ఇట్ ఈస్ వండర్ఫుల్ టు బీ హియర్ విత్ సో మెనీ సీనియర్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ టు హియర్ దేర్ వండర్ఫుల్ రిమెంబరెన్సెస్ అండ్ రియలైజేషన్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రీల ప్రభువాస్ టాక్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్. He quoted some words from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite kara, Krishna is yours. So you have the ability to give him to me. And that reminded me of a very instructive pastime with Srila Prabhupada that took place in the residence of the Chief Justice of the High Court in Madras. He had arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada near his residence, and he had invited all the high court judges and advocates and other legal people. And in his talk, Srila Prabhupada had quoted from the prayers to the six Goswamis, how they had given up their aristocratic positions to join the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that way, he was encouraging them to follow in the same line. So after the program, Srila Prabhupada and the devotees went to the Chief Justice's home for dinner, and the Chief Justice presented Srila Prabhupada a nice shawl, chadar, and a sandalwood garland, thin shavings of sandalwood made like flowers, and a small statue of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting on a comfortable chair, and all the disciples were sitting on the floor. And he held the little silver statue of Krishna in front of Shamsundar and Malati's daughter Saraswati, who was maybe 3 years old then, and he held it right in front of her, and then he moved it away, and she was just like a little girl and distracted here and there. And Srila Prabhupada said, Saraswati, where is Krishna? And she started to look. Krishna was missing. And she was like looking everywhere, and she couldn't find Krishna. So then, again, Srila Prabhupada said, Saraswati, where is Krishna? And again, she's like looking everywhere, very startled and alarmed and anxious. Where is Krishna? And he repeated it again, and she couldn't find Krishna. And she was in so much anxiety. Then, one of the devotees, so Prabhupada said, Saraswati, where is Krishna? And she couldn't find him. And then one of the devotees perhaps Malati, said, Saraswati, who has Krishna? And as soon as she heard the words, Saraswati, who has Krishna? Her eyes opened up wide and she had a recognition. And she said, Prabhupada has Krishna. And then she went running up to Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada took out the statue of Krishna that he held behind his back and presented Krishna right in front of Saraswati's eyes. In the program for all the high court judges and advocates, he had quoted that verse I mentioned, Chakraturnam Asheshamandalapatishinim Sadatuchabat. And now at the Chief Justice's home, he quoted the last verse of the Sad Goswami Astakam. He Radhe Brijadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Sanokuta. That the six Goswamis were wandering all over Vrindavan searching for Krishna. He Radhe O Radharani Brijadevi Ke Lalita, Queen of Vrindavan, O Lalita, Hey Nanda Suno, O son of Nanda Maharaj, Kuta, where are you? Are you on the banks of the Yamuna, or are you at Govardhan Hill? And they would wander all over Vrindavan, loudly shouting, where is Krishna, where is Radharani? And so Srila Prabhupada was showing through this three-year-old child how to feel separation. And when one's separation reaches that point, then Krishna or the Guru, Srila Prabhupada, will give Krishna to the disciple. So, feelings of separation for Krishna are central to our process of Krishna consciousness, but quite elevated. For us, feelings of separation for Srila Prabhupada are more immediate. But it is the same principle that, and that was also part of Srila Prabhupada's pastime at the end. It was, as you know, it was this time of year, time of Govardhan Puja. And he expressed his desire to go to Govardhan Hill by bullock cart. He said, we must participate. Everyone is participating. We also must participate. But then there was a, you could say, a struggle amongst his disciples. Some felt that Srila Prabhupada had given his instruction. We should just follow his instruction and take him. And others felt that he's too frail. We heard how light he had become, you know, ravaged. That he's too fragile. And, you know, even lining the bullock cart with mattresses. But the roads themselves are so rough. You know, he'll be jostled. And he could give up his life on the way. So there was quite a controversy. And then in the end, the disciples who were attending to Srila Prabhupada, they had a plan to approach Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, to intervene on their behalf. And so Babaji Maharaj came, and His Holiness Bhakti Churu Swami spoke Bengali, so he was going to speak to Babaji Maharaj. And so he came in and sat by Prabhupada's bed. And in the meantime, Tamal Krishna Goswami and Bhavananda Prabhu had been upstairs. And just at that time, they came down. And they were in tremendous anxiety. And, you know, they said, Srila Prabhupada, we've just been in so much anxiety. And Srila Prabhupada knew what was on their mind. And he said, so you want that I should not go? I will not go. I do not want to put you in anxiety. And so he was decided he would stay back. He would not at that stage attempt to travel. And so the devotees were, at least some of the devotees were very relieved. But even after Prabhupada left, there was some controversy still. What was the right thing? Should the devotees have just did what Prabhupada said and taken him on the bullock cart, or was it right for them to have expressed their feeling? And I was relatively junior. There were senior devotees on both sides. On both sides of the controversy. Devindranath Prabhu, I have 2 minutes. And I'm claiming my 2 minutes from the morning. I've got 4 minutes. So, and I need them. So, yes, there were senior devotees on both sides, and I had a lot of respect for all of them. And I couldn't determine what happened. You know, what was really correct. So a few days after Srila Prabhupada left, I went into his room and I was chanting japa behind his bed near where his asan was. And there were books on the shelf, so I was just chanting japa. This was on my mind. And then I saw there was a new volume of Srimad Bhagavatam that had just come out. The 10th canto, second volume. And it had the gold on the ends of the pages. Special copy that devotees had sent for Srila Prabhupada. So I opened it up, and it just happened to be the story of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna with ropes. The very story of Damodar that we remember in the whole month of Damodar. And I just read a few verses, and it just jumped out of the page how Mother Yashoda, how Krishna had allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda's love. And I felt that that was the answer to my question. That Srila Prabhupada had allowed himself to be bound by his devotee's love. And as we read in the Dhammadharasthakam, that this pastime is meant to show, that the Dhammadhar Lila is meant to show that Krishna is conquered by spontaneous love. Of course, with the spiritual master, there's always awe and reverence. There must always be awe and reverence. But through this incident, Srila Prabhupada brought out, along with the awe and reverence, some spontaneous feelings of love. And it was those spontaneous feelings of love that Srila Prabhupada accepted to be bound by. And during that meeting, when Tamal Krishna Goswami came down from upstairs, he said to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, the way you deal with us is just like driving us mad. You know, you're just bringing out our love for you. And Srila Prabhupada replied very nonchalantly, "That is my duty." So it was as if Srila Prabhupada's final pastime recreated the whole Damodar Lila. And he dealt with the disciples in such a way that he brought out that spontaneous love. They were able to break through. Transgressing etiquette, but they were able to break through some of the barriers of awe and reverence to actually express their heartfelt love for Srila Prabhupada and their desire that he should stay with them. And so it was a very beautiful instruction. And the other devotees also, they were also acting on the basis of their realization of what was best in service to Srila Prabhupada. But still, what I got was, and I felt it was confirmed or really crystallized by the verses in the 10th canto, that Srila Prabhupada was bound by his devotees' love. And so if we can develop that love, and devotees are, that's why we're here, that's why we're doing service year after year. I mentioned the deity worship, the book distribution, the management, the property, the prasad distribution, the Harinam Sankirtan. That's love. That's love. Prabhupada had one disciple named Siddhaswaru from Hawaii. Was a very mellow type of person. He believed in being like very mellow and peaceful and serene. And at one time he said to Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, the one thing I can't stand about your disciples is they're always in anxiety." And Srila Prabhupada said, "That is their love. The gopis were always in anxiety for Krishna." So to maintain the deity worship, the book distribution, the management, the prasad distribution, there's anxiety. No doubt there's anxiety, but that is the devotee's love. And so they do it year after year after year, decade after decade after decade. And their love will, well, if it hasn't already bound Srila Prabhupada, it probably has, but if it hasn't, it probably will very soon. Hare Krishna.